Okay, our daf today is daf Ayin. We're actually going to start from Samach Tes Amud Aleph 69A. As you can see, the pages are short, the content is long. But the idea is we want to just summarize briefly where we're holding in the bigger picture. So what we're seeing now is a series of questions. On 68A, which we discussed extensively yesterday, we had a fundamental question as to the partnership of the husband and the father, how you would share that out. We had what came out in the end is a machlokes by Shammai and by Hillel, whether when one party turns his key, does that megas gaius, that means cut the neder completely in half, or does it miklash kolish, does it weaken the neder? That was a discussion that we had throughout the page on 68, and we gave our mashal of the keys, that was our previous discussion. Now on 69a, Samach Tes Amud Aleph, we begin a series of other questions. We're in fact going to have another three or four questions throughout the next daf and a half. The machlokes of who and who? Shammai and Beis Hillel about Megas Gaius. No, the Ran says clearly, if you just turn back for one moment on 68a, the Ran says, give me one second just to find it, to get my location here. Okay, I'm not finding it now. Give me one second. Okay, basically it's brought that it was just an example that we chose, but the same would be true the other way around. Okay, the father as well. Says the Gemara now, we're on 69a, the line starts Miklash Kolish. We are six lines down in the page. It says Bo'i Rava. We're going to have a series of questions asked by Rava or Rabba. So that we're just after the abbreviation Shin Mem. Bo'i Rava, Rava asked the following question. Yai Sha'ela Behekem, is there a Sha'ela? That means, can you request a retraction of your hekem, of your endorsement, or ein sha'ela behekem, or is there no retraction of an endorsement? So the situation over here was that either the father or the husband. Now let's make these cases much simpler. The previous discussion was in the in-between stage when she was under the jurisdiction of both of them and there were two keys. Let's go to a simpler case. She's either a ketana, she's a little girl and she's in her father's house, in which case she's completely under her father's jurisdiction, or we're talking about that she is a married woman, a properly married woman, in which case she's fully under the husband's jurisdiction. In both those cases, we learned that there is such a thing called hekem, which is an endorsement of the neder. And we also learned that there are two types of hekem. There are two ways that the husband can endorse the neder, either actively or passively. Actively, on the day that he hears it, he says, I hereby endorse the neder, it's the right thing you've done. Or passively is when he remains quiet until the next day. Over here, we're talking about that there was an act of hakoma. That means on the day that the husband, she's married to this woman, she's an adult wife, and she takes a neder. On the day that he hears it, an hour later, he endorses it. He says, I hereby make him your neder. It is now officially endorsed by me as well. At that point, we want to know, is there a sha'ela? Can he now retract his endorsement? Now, the Rishonim discuss what would happen if you hold. If you hold that he can retract his endorsement, does that automatically become a hafara? Right? In other words, if you can pull the chewing gum out the lock, does it immediately automatically undo the lock based on our moshul yesterday? Some Rishonim want to learn like that. The simplest understanding is, can he pull the chewing gum out? And then he would be open to getting a hafara subsequently. So let's read that inside. Boy Rava, Rava says, Yeshayla behekem, can I retract? Now, Sha'ela would probably be to go to a Rav or to go to a Beis Din. Go to a Rav or a Beis Din. The husband goes to the Rav or the Beis Din and says, look, I endorsed my wife's neder. I would like to have the endorsement removed. Or ain Sha'ela behekem, or perhaps you cannot have the endorsement removed. Now, the Ran points out that a hekem is very similar to a neder. It's the act of endorsing a prohibition, and therefore I could understand that you would be able to undo your endorsement, which is like undoing a neder. Or, imtim tseloimar, if you want to say, yeshe'ela behekem, if you want to tell me that I can unravel my endorsement, yeshe'ela behefer, can I unravel? That means, can I retract and get a rabbi to nullify my hefer, my nullification of her neder, or ain sha'ela behefer? Or can I not unravel or dissolve my nullification of her neder? Those are the two questions of Rava, and they built one on the other. The first one is easier to answer. The chance of there being an undoing of a hakem is much more likely than the chance of there being an undoing of a hafer. Now, as Eli pointed out yesterday when we read this, to say that you can go and ask the rabbi to undo your hakem, your endorsement makes sense, because your endorsement is the presence of something. There's an endorsement here that can get undone. But a hafara, your nullification of her neder, is not the presence of something. Your hafara is, I've dissolved the neder. So now there's no hafara and there's no neder. It's all cancelled out. So what are you going to ask the rabbi to do? That's the runs disturbed by. How could you have a havamina that I could go and get a hatara on a hafara? Right? So the run says, you wouldn't have had such a havamina, except, as we're going to see going forward, there is a connection between hafara and hakama. There's a gzereshava, not a gzereshava, but a hekesh that equates the two. And based on this pasuk, we had a havamina that maybe because the pasuk equates the two, there is some way to actually retract a hafara. That's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara answers this question very simply. Tashma, come in here, approve to Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Nish'alin ala hekem. You can retract. You can go to a rabbi and get your endorsement dissolved. V'ein nish'alin ala hefer. But you cannot retract your hafara. So if the husband on the day that he heard the neder says, I hereby dissolve my wife's neder, and then he gets cross with her again and wants to now reinstate the neder, so that would not work. Full stop. She can just make another neder, but what if he wants to impose this neder back on her? Right? He thinks that it's good that she... Yeah. So now, all of these cases you're going to see, we're going to struggle with the question of why. Why is someone doing these things? We're going to start creating progressively more and more bizarre scenarios of what the husband did. And at some point you're going to ask yourself, why would he do such a strange thing? And then we're going to have to go into the human psychology of it, and then Mfarshim do, that he got cross at one point, and then he changed his mind, and then he went back, and then a lot of Nadarim is going to be done in anger. Right? It's going to be done as a response of like, I'm cross with you, I want to block you from such and such. And then afterwards having regret, and then maybe anew. That's going to be the cases over here. Yes, okay. They're a bit of an indecisive type. Yes. Yeah, inachinami. Okay, so that was question two, and I'm labeling it question two. Question one was on the previous stuff. So question one was, when they have two keys, and the one turns the one key, is it a 50%, or does he unlock his whole key, or like Beis Hillel, does he partially unlock both of them? That was question one from yesterday. Now we've just seen question two, which is, can you unravel, can you undo a hakoma? That's 2A. And 2B is, can you undo a hafara? 2B. We've answered both of those questions. A hakoma can be undone. That means you can take away an endorsement, but you can't take away a hafara. Now we go to question three. Boy, Rabba asks another question. Kayim laichi, kayim laichi. I endorse your neder, I endorse your neder. V'nishal ala koma rishoyno, and then he gets a release of the first endorsement. So he goes to the Rav, and the Rav says, did you realize what you were doing, that by endorsing this neder, you're making it a permanent neder that could never be released? And he says, oh, I have a charot or whatever it is. And the rabbi releases the first endorsement. The question is, mahu, what is the halacha? And what is our question? When the second hakoma was made, the second endorsement was made, it wasn't anything. The question is, now that you pull out from underneath it the first hakoma, does the second one now fall into place? Now again, this would be a question, the scenario given, if I'm not mistaken, by the Mefarshim, is that he made the first hakoma in anger, right? And he made the second hakoma without anger. So let's say she took a neder at breakfast time and she said, I'm never having coffee again. And he then endorsed the neder after that because he was really cross with her. He said, you don't have coffee ever again. That'll teach you. And then in the afternoon, he endorsed it again without anger. Now he goes to the rabbi and he says, look, I want to get the first one released. And the rabbi has a Pesach because of the anger or something like that. But now, so the rabbi is able to pull out the first hakoma. The question is, now does the second one slot into place? We can say the words. We can understand mechanically how it works. Why it should be that way is strange. What's disturbing about it? Surely when the second hakoma doesn't take effect, it just disappears into the ether. That's what in our minds. And yet, we're going to see, in fact, la locha, it's held in abeyance. There is a second akama in place that was blocked by the first one and falls into place when the first one is removed. Toshma, come and hear a proof to Amar Rava, that Rava said, Im nishal ala rishoyno, if a person gets a release of a shvua, he made two shvuas on the same thing. He said, I will not eat this loaf of bread, I will not eat this loaf of bread. And with a shvua, both of them. And he managed to get a rabbi who was prepared to release the first one. As the first one comes out, the second one is chal. We have a principle, ein shvua chal al shvua, that one shvua doesn't take effect on top of the other one. The chiddush is that it's held in abeyance. And as you pull out the first one, the second one falls in place. And theoretically, you could go and get a release on the second one as well. I'm not sure if that would be the case. I can't think why not. I'm not sure what you're really gaining by this whole sugya. I would assume that the second endorsement or the second shvur could also be removed. But the point is it has to be removed independently and subsequent to the first removal.
You said there was a Pesach on the first one because he was in anger.
Maybe, or now, something like
now,
that.
So now we assume Aaron never had anger, and why do you assume it can be removed?
Okay, I'm just saying that it could be considered independently for removal. In other words, what I'm curious about is there such a principle of that you can't do a double hatara on the same issue? Maybe something like that, I don't know. Okay, but at this point we're answering question 3 in the affirmative, that in fact the second hakama does fall into place, and this woman's neder is an issue. Now remember that the hakama and this, if you want to dissolve a hakama, it's always going to have to be within the first 24 hours, because there's no point in dissolving it if you're already, in other words, the hakama we're talking about, the endorsement we're talking about is an active hakama, not a passive one. Because dissolving a passive hakama means you're standing over more than a day later, and dissolving the hakama, so fine, so you've taken the hakama away, but now you can't do a hafara. Unless you learn like those Rishonim, that by dissolving the hakama, you turn it into a hafara, and then maybe you can actually somehow backdate this and save the neder. That would be the discussion over here.
The hafara needs to be beyond.
Yes, but the question is, when I turn this hakama into, when I dissolve the hakama, does it make it that it was mufa already from yesterday, perhaps? I'm thinking aloud, okay? Okay, we're in a very, like, arbitrary space, where we, like, don't really understand the mechanics of how these things are working. Says the Gemara in question number 4. Boy, Rabba asked the following question. Kayim leichi, umufar leichi, I endorse your neder, and I dissolve your neder, v'loy teichul hakama, and the hakama, the endorsement, should only take effect, elem kain chala hafara mahu, unless the dissolving of the neder takes effect, mahu. What is the halacha over here? Now this is enough to turn your brain in circles, right, to twist your brain in knots. The guy said, I endorse your neder, and I cancel your neder, but the endorsement only takes effect if the cancellation takes effect. That was his statement. Now, as you can see, and I mentioned yesterday, the Ran says there's a lot of ink spilt on this discussion, and he comes to clarify the whole thing. What are we dealing with over here? If he only made the first statement, if he said, simply, he said, Kayim leichi umufar leichi, I endorse it and I dissolve it, that's a classic discussion of whether a person, whether Adam nitpas, whether we go after his first words or his second words. He's making contradictory statements. That's going to be a classic discussion. Over here, something else is happening, that he then makes a t'nai, that the kiyum haneder won't be chal unless the hafaras haneder is chal. Now what the Ran says is, it's posher to us that the kiyum haneder is not going to be chal. The endorsement is not chal, because he made the endorsement contingent on the hafara, and that cancels each other out. So the kiyum is definitely not chal. The question is he also saying the reverse? When he says that the kiyum is not chal unless the hafara is chal, is he also saying that the hafara is not chal unless the kiyum is chal and the whole thing collapses? Or maybe the hafara is chal? In a nutshell, what he's asking is there a hafara over here? It's posher to Rabba that there is no kiyum, because the kiyum was contingent on the hafara. The question is there a hafara? Now it does sound circular, but if you don't mind, just hold it for a moment. Let's read through the question and see the answer, And then we'll have to, we'll, in other words, you can understand these cases on a very superficial level. You can just, yeah, he said this, he said that, what's the halacha, and we'll answer the halacha. To understand the mechanics of it will be much harder. But I think so as not to drown ourselves, let's just get the superficial first. So again, second last line on the page, this is question number 4. Boy Rabba, Rabba asked the following question. Kayim laichi, I endorse your neder. Umufar laichi, and I cancel your neder. Veloi teichul akoma, and the endorsement should not take effect. Elim kain chola hafara, unless the dissolution takes effect. Mahu, what is the halacha? Toshma, come in here. Miplug sid Rabbi Meir ve Rabbi Yosi. Come in here, a proof from the famous argument of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi. Now, what was the machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi? Whether Adam b'tchilas tvarav Adam nitfas, right? Tfois loshon rishon, grab the first expression that came out of his mouth, or b'gmar tvarav Adam nitfas, or we go after what came out second. That's the famous machlokes. What is the case of? What case are they talking about? A case of tmura. The pasuk says that you should not do tmura, which means if I have a korban, I should not try and swap it out with another animal. I dedicated a korban and then I felt very partial to Daisy the cow. I realized that it was my friend Daisy that I by mistake designated as a korban, and I decided to try and swap it out on another animal. It says, lo yamir, right? Ben toiv l'ra ben ra l'toiv. Whether it's a better animal or a worse animal, the pasuk says, ve'im hamer yamir oisoi, right? If you do go and swap it out, v'hayohu utmuraso yer kodesh. They both are kodesh. You lose. Right? There's no winning over here. The original animal stays kodesh, and the new one takes on the same status as the original animal. Now, what this guy said was that the tmura, that this animal should be a tmura, an exchange for a shlomim, tmuras oila. And it should be an exchange for an oila. Now, I want to just take a look for a moment. Give me 1 second. Yeah, let's look at the run together. Upashtinanla, I'm now in the medium lines of the run. The line starts chaylo, right? And then you can see the heading. Upashtinanla, miplugsid Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yosi. There's an argument, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi. Da'afligu, that they argue, dumya dahach, very similar to this. Dahach gavna, similar to the situation. But tmura, regarding tmura, beperikated marimin. In that chapter called Ketzed Marim, in the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Harezu Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim. If he says a double expression, this animal is a substitute for an Oila, a substitute for a Shlomim, Harezu Tmuras Oila, it is considered a substitute for an Oila, Dibre Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. He says, Tfois Loshon Rishon, grab the first words that came out of his mouth. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Rabbi Yosi is going to say, no, that in fact you're going to listen to the last words. V'amrinan olaba gemara hasam. The gemara over there explains in Tmura, da'akol moedim, everybody would agree. But Oimer, when he says, tochel zu, he says this one should take effect, v'achar kach tochel zu, and afterwards this one should take effect, divra'akol, everyone agrees, tofus loshon rishon. Everyone agrees, if I say, harezu tmuras oila, Tmuras Shlomim, Dafil Rabbi Yosi Moide. Even Rabbi Yosi would agree that we're going to go after the first words. Mishum de'iefshar, it's impossible, de labasa dechayle Tmuras Oila, after it's already become a Tmura of Oila, Tochel Tmuras Shlomim. Right? Loi Tochel ze Elim Kein Choso Zu. Sorry, 1 second. Shlomim. So what are we saying? If the guy says, Harezu Tmuras Oila, this animal is a substitute for an Oila, it becomes a substitute for an Oila. If later he says it's a Tmuras Shlomim, that doesn't do anything. Everyone's going to go agree that Tfois Loshon Rishon when you made two very distinct statements. Now, if he says, Loi Tochel Zu, El Imkain Choso Zu, this one's not going to take effect unless this one takes effect. What is he effectively doing in that statement? He's making them take effect simultaneously. Travayu Kodshon, everyone's going to agree that they are both holy. There, in that case, it's possible for this animal to be both. They are not mutually exclusive. Why? Because says the Ran, the Tir'ah Behema Zu, let this animal go to pasture, Al Shatista Av, until it gets injured. The Yavi Bidmechetzi Oila Bidmechetzi Shlomim, and you can make it a half-half. That means, in the case of Tmura, If it's simultaneous, it can be both. And if it's completely disconnected, then it's for sure the first one. That means if I say I raise it tomorrow's oila, and 2 hours later I say to raise it tomorrow's shramim, for sure I'm going to ignore the second statement and go after the first one. If I hinge the one on the other that they become completely simultaneous statements, then it can be both. Right? What was the machloikes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? Ba'oimer, tmuras oila, tmuras shlamin. In one statement, in one sentence, he says, tmuras oila, tmuras shlamin. Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir says, since midahavel elemeimar tmuras oila v'shlamin, because he should have said it in a simultaneous way, va'omar tmuras oila, tmuras shlamin, he said the word tmura twice. He broke it into two separate phrases. It's as if he did them completely broken up. That means we have a spectrum, and they only argue in the middle case. In the spectrum, when he says two distinct statements, everyone agrees we go after the first statement. When he says one statement hinged on the other, everyone agrees that it's a 50-50, it goes on both statuses come on it. The machlokes is when he says, tmuras oila, tmuras shlamin. Rabbi Meir says it's much more similar to the first case, and it's going to go after his first statement. Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, right? Sorry, I lost the place. Rabbi Yehuda Sabar de Efsha, de Maide Ka'amar, Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shomim, Toi. He made a mistake. And he figured that he was hinging them one on the other. De Sabar, Eloya Mina Tmura, Kol Chad Vechad, Le Chad Tmura Travay. Hilkach Poitkin Oisa, we ask him, Im Amar Le Oila Beshlomim Niskavanti, if he says I intended for both, it pastures until it gets injured, the timkor it gets sold, the yiplu chetzio demer le'oila v'chetzio demer le'shlamim, and half the money falls to both of them. Right? Alma says the Ran, we see bepluksai de Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi. The argument of Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi talia is dependent b'moitzi shnei shemus mipiv, when they both come out of his mouth one after the other. I amrinon sheyochol hasheni achar rishon. Do we say that the first one takes effect after the second one? Is this a case of simultaneous or concurrent? That's really what we're coming to. The case is, he said, that it was said in one sentence. Do we equate this to concurrent, and therefore the first one takes effect, or simultaneous, and they both take effect? So let's go back into our Gemara now, the first word on the page. Rabbi Yossi says, we ask him, and if he says he meant both, then both of them take effect. Right? Says the Gemara, Toshma, come in here, mifluxed Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. Let's try and answer our case. Remember, our case was, he said, I endorse your neder, I dissolve your neder, but the endorsement only takes effect if the dissolution takes effect. Says the Gemara, Toshma, mifluxed Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. Come in here from the story, from the arguments of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, the Tnan, as we learnt in the Mishnah, Harezu Tmuras Oila Tmuras Shlamim. This is the middle case, when he says this is a substitute for an Oila, a substitute for a Shlamim. Harezu Tmuras Oila. This is the equivalent of a concurrent statement, Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says we go after the first statement, and it is a Tmuras Oila. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says no. Im Lekach Nitkaven Mitchila. If this was what he had in mind at the beginning, meaning we ask him, did you have in mind for both? Since he could not say two words at once, you're a human being, and a human being can't say two things at once. He has no choice but to put the one word after the other word, even though he wants both of them to take effect at the same time. Dvarav kayomin, his words hold, and both statuses take effect. So what do we see? Tmuras oila, tmuras shlamim is a machloikes. Rabbi Meir says tfois losan rishon, and Rabbi Yehuda says both take effect. Now says the Gemara, that case would be the equivalent of the husband saying, I endorse your neder, I dissolve your neder. And he's trying to have them both take effect at the same time, and since here they're mutually exclusive. You see, in the case of tmura, you can apply both of them, but here they're mutually exclusive, and therefore it would be nothing would happen. But says the Gemara, here you added something more. He said, I endorse your neder, I dissolve your neder, and the dissolution only takes effect if the endorsement only takes effect if the dissolution takes effect. That second phrase is new. It's different to the case of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. And we're going to say, because of that, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi would agree in this case. Says the Gemara, right, Vafilu Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir, who says that we split it into two concurrent statements, Loika Omar did not say what he said, meaning that we go after the first statement, Ela Deloy Omar Lo Techu Zulem Kein Cholazu. When he made them, when he didn't hinge them one on the other, Aval Hocha, but in our case, when he hinged the endorsement on the dissolution, the Omar Loy Techu Lakoma, Ela Im Kein Chola Afara, where the husband said, my endorsement only takes effect where if the dissolution takes effect, Rabbi Meir Nami Moide, Rabbi Meir would also agree, the Hafara Chala, that the Hafara takes effect, meaning that the Hakoma, the endorsement cannot take effect. We're not going to go after what he said first, because I hinged that on the Hafara, and therefore all that there is left is the Hafara, full stop, end of Sugya. So we come out with an interesting thing. If he would say, I endorse your neder, and I dissolve your neder. That seems to be, is going to be the classic machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Meir is going to say, Tfos Lashon Rishon, they concurrent statements, and therefore, the first one takes effect, and it's endorsed. And Rabbi Yossi is going to say, that they are considered simultaneous statements. That, what, that they should both take effect. So Rabbi Meir is going to say, that they are considered concurrent statements, and we go after the first statement. That's Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi is going to say that he really wants to say them simultaneously. It's not possible for them to be said simultaneously. And here they are mutually exclusive and therefore nothing happens. As far as I know, that's how we would learn it. Nothing would happen because he's trying to say simultaneously two mutually exclusive things. In the case of Oilan Shlomim, Rabbi Yossi is going to say they are both chal and it's 50-50. But here it's going to just, they're going to just explode each other. However, says the Gemara, in our case where he added the phrase that the endorsement is hinged on the dissolution, so then even Rabbi Meir is going to agree that the endorsement does not take effect because he's trying to do it simultaneously, yeah. And therefore all that's left is the hafara, the dissolution.
Okay. I struggle to hear the hinging statement because that doesn't even make English sense or practical sense.
It doesn't make, there's no logic in it. It's circular, that's what's disturbing. It's circular.
It's worse than circular. It's like, it will be endorsed as long as it's removed. But once it's removed, you can't endorse it because it's gone.
Yes. Okay.
So how is that a hinging
That is what it's effectively saying. But the Ran learns that the question is, do we understand in his statement a mirror statement that says the same in reverse? That's what the Ran understands. Yeah, so we have to go through the Ran carefully again. But the way I understand is the Ran holds that the whole suffix of the Gemara, that it was posher to the Gemara, that the Hakama won't take effect. The question is, does the Hafara have a mirror effect, a mirror setup, and therefore also lose its teeth? That's the way the Ran learns it. Okay, I'm going to keep going. I think what's important in these kind of sugyas for Daf Yomi is to make sure you understood the words of the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara presented us the case and the halacha. But the Gemara did not go into the Sfaras. The Rishonim go into the Sfaras, which tells you that you can understand it on a basic level in the mechanics without understanding the Sfara, and then as much as we can, we try and understand the Sfara. Okay, let's go on to question number 5. The line ends, Boy. Boy Rabba. Rabba asks the fifth question that we have. Kayem umufar laichi vavas achas mahu. What happens if he says, I endorse and I dissolve at once? Mahu. What is the aloha? Toshma, come in here. To Omar Rabba, Rabba said, Kol davar she'einer b'zeh achar zeh. Anything which could not work one after the other, afilu bebas achas einoy. Even if it was said simultaneously, doesn't work. Anything which could not work concurrently doesn't work simultaneously. So he said it simultaneously. How do you say it simultaneously? Does he actually say the words bebas achas? The Ran discusses it, but let's say that he actually said the words bevas achas. So he actually built bevas achas means simultaneously. He says, I endorse and dissolve your neder simultaneously. That was his statement. Now, what exactly happens over here? Is this the discussion of Is this the discussion of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? Says the Gemara, no. Because here it's clearly simultaneously, and we have a rule that anything that can't work concurrently, one after the other, can't work simultaneously. Where is there that rule? Where is that rule? So let's look together in the run. Boy Rabba, I'm reading now 8 lines from the bottom. Boy Rabba, kiyam amufar laichi vabas achas mahu. Says the run. Koloimar, de kiyam lechudai lav klumhu. Right? If he just said, if you just said kiyam, doesn't do anything. But here he said, kiyam umufar laichi. Laichi means you. Until I say the word you, I endorse your neder, I haven't said anything. If I just say I endorse, I haven't said anything. So what's happening over here is that the two statements are both using the same activator, trigger. What's the trigger? Like you. So the first chat in the run is I don't even have to say the word simultaneously. Because built into my statement is simultaneousness because they're both activating on the word like. Now, by the way, that would be parallel to when he says, Harezu tmuras oila tmuras shomim. There he's got two times the word tmura twice being activated. That's the discussion over there. This would be the equivalent of saying, Harezu tmuras oila shlomim, right? Where there's one activating word on both statements. That's the first pshat in the run, right? The Ika Naschi says the run, there are some versions, Degarsi, Kiem laichi, Umufar laichi. Where it says the word laichi twice, and then vavas achas mahu. And you have to say the word vavas achas is part of his statement. Then he has to say the word simultaneously. Right? Okay, so that's our question, and the Gemara answers, right, that anything that can't take effect at once. What's the example of something that can't take effect concurrently? The Gemara says, hamakadesh shtei achoyos ka'achas. He says, Hare Aten, right, Mekudeshes Li. He walks up to two sisters, hands them both the ring at the same time, right? Or let's say that you can't do something so accurately in the same time. He gives two rings to a shaliach, gives a box with two rings to a shaliach. The shaliach is representing both of them. So one action is the Maaseh Kiddushin for both of them, right? And he says, Hare Aten Mekudeshes Li. What's the halacha? Since it can't happen ze achar ze, he could never be Makadish the one and then be Makadish the second one, so when he does it simultaneously, both of them get blocked and nothing happens. So too over here, since he couldn't do it ze achar ze, he couldn't do afara followed by a hakoma, right, or a hakoma followed by afara, since they can't take effect one after the other, they don't take effect simultaneously. Boy Rava, question number 6. Why?
There isn't something before the next thing.
There's not. Because that's exactly what the run's dealing with. How did it make it simultaneously? The word laichi activates both statements. Until you say laichi to you, I haven't said anything. So when I say that it's kayem umufar, I haven't done anything yet, laichi turns them both on in the same instant. That's how it's simultaneous. Or else, if you say that he said the word laichi twice, then he actually says the vas achas. He says the word simultaneous.
So if you know this principle, do you think that the letter is both mufa and mukhiyam?
Something like that. So you want to say what would actually happen? I think that the run actually says, what was our suffix? Look at the run. Once you've asked it, it's worth looking at. 6 lines up, about the 7th word in the run. The nira ba'einai, it seemed to me, Tabahachi Masafka. This is our question. What's the question? That's what Eli's asking. What was your suffix? What could have been the options? He says, Vada I Epsha Lishnaim Nochu Kachas. It's impossible for both of them to take effect. Miu Nahi granted the Ichad Minayu Kadim. If one of them came first, Idach Loichal Klal, the other one doesn't take effect at all. Hocha to Babas Achas, over here where they're simultaneous, Legabe Kol Chad Minayu, Amrin and Dekadim Dechayil. Both of them I have to view as if they maybe came first and took effect. Vikulamei Marnami, right? And I could also say, Dema'achav Aloy Kadim, Vikavan Shiev Shalishneim Lachul Ka'achas, Mesafkin on Zilma Kamachaila, Vitulay Mati Maker. The Ran says, all that you're going to be left with is a suffix whether I've been making this neder and therefore I can't be made for the neder. It basically creates a suffix. Or do I say that there's nothing? Meaning, did they both knock each other out? And then I'm back to square one and I can just do a hafara now. Or the Ran saying, no, if I hold it, they both could take effect simultaneously. I've got a safek hakama. And with a safek hakama would block me from doing a hafara. That's how the Ran learns the question. And if we didn't have the principle of the Kiddushin, I would say that now both of them need a get from him. But we don't say that. We say neither of them need a get from him. Okay, it says the Gemara, Boy Rabba, three lines from the bottom. Rabba asked another question. Kiyam laichi hayoim. Endorse your neder today, for the duration of today. Mahu. What is the halacha? Mi amrin, and do we say, command to Omar lo? It's as if he said to her, Mufar laichi lamachar, that I dissolve it tomorrow. Oydil mahalo Omar lo. He didn't say this to her. What's going on over here? Remember that the husband can only dissolve the neder on the day that he hears it. Now he makes a statement and he says, I endorse it today. Is that effectively saying, I endorse it today and I nullify it tomorrow? But tomorrow I can't nullify it. But maybe the statement is being made now and therefore the nullification process was initiated during the time that I could nullify and therefore maybe it is nullified. That's the suffix, the first suffix of Rava. Now I'm going to call this 6a. I'm reading again, three lines from the bottom. Boy Rava, this is case 6a. Kiem laichi ayoim, I endorse your neder today. Mau, what is the halacha? Mi amrina, do we say command to Omar La? It's as if he said to her, Mufar laichi lamachar, and I dissolve it tomorrow. Or dilmo, perhaps, or Omar La, he never said anything about dissolving it. Says the Gemara 6b. Im timtse loimar, what's it? The understanding of the Gemara at this point is that would be a good hafara. Give me 1 second. Look at the Rosh. I just want to show it to you in the Rosh. It's a fascinating thing. This is a beautiful thing. Look at the Rosh. In the second wide line of the Rosh, it says, Boy Rabbah. Do you see it? On page Samach Tes Samach Beis, second wide line. Boy Rabbah, Kiyam Laichi Ayoy Mahu. I endorse your neder today. What is the halacha? That is our question of our Gemara. Mi Amrinan, do we say command to Omar? It's as if he said, Mufar Laichi Lamachar Dami. Full stop. That's the end of the quote from our Gemara. That's our quote case. Says the Rosh, Dim Loi Kain. If it wasn't the case, meaning if he doesn't intend to dissolve it tomorrow, Amai Omar Hayoim. Why did I say today? If I say I endorse your neder forever, then I would stop there. Just I endorse your neder. He says I endorse your neder today implies that he's got some other plan for tomorrow. El alav, it must be miyutur da yoim, from the extra word hayoim, yesh ledakdek, you can deduce, hayoim ye kayim, today it's going to be endorsed, avalamachar ye mufar, tomorrow it will be dissolved. And look at the last three words of the Rosh. And you started the process today, and therefore you're inside the window of dissolving. Because you started it today. That's what the Rosh is saying. And that's how Havamina was, that maybe the neder becomes dissolved tomorrow because you did it today. You got in. You got in before the deadline. It's like you submitted your tax returns before the 29th, but it only got there. Like you put it in the post box. Did you miss or didn't you miss? Okay, that's the question. Says the Gemara 6b, top of the new page, our daf today. Im timtse loimar, if you want to say, Haloi Omar lo, he never said anything to her about dissolving it. What about 6b? Omar lo, he says to her, Mufar laichi lamachar. What happens if he said to her, I dissolve your neder tomorrow? Mahu, what is the halacha? Mi amrinan, do we say, lemochor loy matzi mefer, tomorrow is not an option to dissolve it. Da'akai melanidre ayoim, because passively you have endorsed the neder today by keeping quiet. Oy dilmo, perhaps, kevin zeloy omerlo, kiem laichi ayoim, since he didn't say I'm endorsing it actively today, ki ka omerla mufar laichi lemochor, when he says tomorrow it's going to be dissolved for you, mea yoim ka omer, effectively starting the process today. So again, 6a is your neder is endorsed for today. And then our question is, can we understand a corollary to that, that tomorrow it is dissolved? And if you want to tell me that, don't fill in word, put words in his mouth that he never said. What happens if he actually says, I hereby dissolve your neder for tomorrow? Right? Is that enough? Because he started the process today. Or do we say tomorrow is not available for dissolving nedarim? Case C, ve'imtim tzaloimer, if you want to answer case B and tell me, afilu hachi, even so, kevan de kaima yoin, since you endorsed it today passively, lemocho kamandi isei dami, tomorrow it's as if the neder is present. Now we have case C, kiem laichi sho'o, I endorse your neder for the next hour, mahu, what is the halacha? Mi amrina, do we say, kamanda omar la mufar laichi la achar sho'o, that I'm dissolving your neder in an hour's time, which, by the way, is still within the 24 hours, dami, oi dilmo, perhaps holo omarlo, he never said anything to her about dissolving her neder. Meaning, here we're just isolating the question of putting words in his mouth. Can we extrapolate a corollary from his statement? And says the Gemara now in Kaisi, imtim tzaloimer, if you want to tell me, holo omarlo, he never said anything to her about dissolving it, mi arat, this is now case D, right? Omar lo, if he says to her, my, what happens if he actually said it? So the easiest question that's going to be to answer is, he says, I endorse your neder for the next hour and dissolve it in an hour's time. That's the easiest one to answer. We haven't answered it yet, but it's the easiest one to answer. And then we can now backtrack and make the cases worse and worse. The case D is the easiest. Case C, he said, I endorse it for the next hour. Can we extrapolate that he is dissolving it after the hour? That was case C. Case B, he said, I endorse your neder for today and dissolve it tomorrow. Does that work? And case A was the worst one, was I endorse your neder for today. Now there's a combination of extrapolation plus this principle of scraping through in the window of us starting the process. Says the Gemara, Mi amrinan, do we say kevan de kaima kaima? Since you endorsed it for that hour, it's indefinitely endorsed. Since for this entire day there's the potential to endorse and the potential to dissolve. When he says, I'm going to dissolve your neder after an hour, mahani, it helps. That is the kasha of the Gemara. Tashma, coming here, a proof from a brisa. The brisa says, Harani Nazira. A woman says, I'm a Nazira, which is a form of neder that can be dissolved by her husband. And her husband hears it for Omar, and he says, Ve'ani, me too. Right? So the woman says, I'm a Nazira, and he says, me too. Ein yochol lahafer. He can no longer dissolve his wife's neder. Why? Because saying me too is two things. It's an endorsement plus a commitment to be a Nazir himself. Says the Gemara, Vamai. Why is this? Why can't he now dissolve her neder afterwards? Namely, we should just say, Va'anita Omarhu, when he said, and me, Al Natshay, it was about himself, Dave Nazir, that he's going to be a Nazir. Right? Avalareini Nazira Dila, but her statement that I'm a Nazira, Desha Achas Kaima, it remains for a short period of time. La'achar Shah, and an hour later, Iboy Leifer, he should be allowed to dissolve it. Amai and Yochel Lahafer. Why can't he dissolve it? La Mishum de Kevin de Kaimel Kaimel. In other words, the Gemara is saying, in order for him to build his Nazirus on her Nazirus, he has to endorse it for a short period of time. But once he's finished with it, and he's already hinged his Nazirus on her Nazirus, he's finished endorsing it. Now the Shah is finished, he should be able to nullify. We want to suggest this is an example of case C. Well, it's a hakoma followed by a haforet, case D, and it seems like it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, loy, no. Kasova, the Mishnah must hold, kol va'ani, when he says the word va'ani, command to Omar kayim laichi le'oilam dami. That's a internal endorsement. It's not a short-term endorsement. It's not I endorse you for while I need you, for the next hour while I become a Nazir, and then you're no longer endorsed. That's a permanent endorsement. So what comes out? We have not answered case D. Right? We have not answered case D. And it could be in case D that, in fact, the neder is dissolved. The woman's neder is dissolved. When he says, for the next hour, your neder is endorsed. And after that, it's dissolved. It could be that it's dissolved. And your case from the Mishnah is not a good proof, the case from the Nazir, because there it's the equivalent of saying, you're endorsed forever. Now, for sure you can't dissolve it. So what do we come out with? Our easiest case is left unresolved. That means case D is unresolved, and we don't know. If he says, I endorse your neder for an hour, and I dissolve it after the hour, we don't even know if that dissolution works. So case C, which was worse, because he never said anything about dissolving it. Or case B, which was even worse because it was on the next day. Or case A, which was even worse, for sure out the question, that they are not going to work. The afar is not going to work. And our only suffix remains in case D. And if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam always paskins in an imtim teloimar that we go machmir even on the final one if it's unresolved. As far as I know, but I'm not sure exactly how we would come out la'alocha. Okay, we're going to stop over here. We've covered the bulk of that sugya and we've made some headway on our daf. So in other words, each case. No, but he never did. He never did. He comes to ask the rabbi 2 days later. This is what happened historically. So then we would want to know, was there a built-in afara? You're right. You're saying that to fill in a kavana when he didn't need to have that kavana seems strange. Okay, I hear that. You're saying it's for that could reverse what I'm saying. That the intim salomas might not be sequential. That's what you're proposing.